It's Monday, June 23rd, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. Plenani Muthutwa has slammed the Nandi Ndaitwa administration for not delivering on its pledge to expand social grants, arguing that true commitment to poverty relief would have started with this step. The activist labels the government's failure to act as a clear sign of empty promises.
That's the first thing that they should have done, basically, is just to increase or expand on the what they would like to call conditional basic income grant. They should have expanded on that and made it universal to make sure that we tackle hunger that way. If nothing in that area is done, then there will be absolutely no immediate relief for the many struggling Namibians.
Social justice activist Herbert Jauch has called for a complete transformation of the domestic housing and loan market, arguing that the current system unfairly benefits banks at the expense of struggling home buyers. Jauch says that buyers who default on payments lose both their homes and their investments, while banks continue to profit under all these circumstances.
In terms of housing and loans, it's currently geared towards benefiting the big banks and not the consumers, and that needs to radically change if we want to at least make some of these houses available to people on ordinary salaries.
Economist Gabriel Erastus has warned that before nationalizing major sectors, governments must first assess available skills, understand relevant scientific processes, and analyze the market. In an interview with our news team, he urged authorities to create a clear strategy backed by research and resource identification, followed by a detailed evaluation of all commodities. Erastus cited the following.
And it's not the first time we are participating as a government. If you look in the water sector, we are participating. We have nationalized water distribution and water and water production is us. And why did we do that? Because we have capacity and we have the skill set. But again, still, we are borrowing for water. We are still borrowing for water distribution and things like that. So it's not a bad idea. But you do have now to do a comparison in the sector that we have nationalized, like water, we have nationalized it. But can we nationalize diamond?
Find all the interviews with Herbert Jauch, Rinani Muthutwa and Gabriel Erastus on futuremedianews.com.na. Niger has announced plans to nationalize the Somer uranium plant operated by French state-owned company Orano following months of strained relations after last year's coup, as per Reuters. The government accused Orano of taking a disproportionate share of the mine's output relative to its stake. This move is part of a broader trend of mine nationalization across West Africa, raising concerns amongst global miners and foreign investors over their investment in the region. Here's an additional update following our 6 and 7 a.m. news bulletins. Our Washington correspondent, Nina Maria Potts, outlines what Iran's possible retaliations might be. This comes after Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian delivered a firm statement declaring that the United States must receive a response for their aggression in the wake of U.S. airstrikes on three Iranian nuclear sites early yesterday morning.
The U.S. obviously now on high alert in the region. It has more than 40,000 troops stationed on bases and warships. U.S. officials insisting that Iran's stockpile of medium-range missiles is diminished but still has a supply of other weapons, including rockets and drones. So it really is now a question of what retaliation looks like on Iran's side, and in Washington, with a debate on Congress over this attack on Iran, with the Democrats furious that they were not consulted.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.